One of the most famous bus it challenges is the old white lady and her daughter.
Yes.
Her daughter works with Sam.
Of course, she's from Atlanta. Have you heard the other?
I've never heard the rest of the song.
Bus It is more than 4 bars long.
What is it?
That was terrible. I went and watched the video. I want to see Meg do the challenge.
I feel like with Meg, I would know exactly what hers would look like. It wouldn't be much of a surprise.
I mean, well, yeah, y'all already know what she looks like. She might do something cute and clever. Like, did you see Monica's busted challenge?
No, I didn't.
So Monica starts it out, and then when she drops, her oldest son comes up and he's like, "Bus what? You somebody mom's? What you gonna bus?" I thought that was cute.
That's funny. I've seen ones with books, Bibles. Yeah, I saw a variety of different ones.
Some and of them I'm not really a big fan of. Hold on a second, because I'm doing like 10 things at the same time. I'm not really a big fan of the alternate version. Like, I saw one dude do it. I saw two guys do it where I didn't think it was corny. No, I saw one guy do it where I didn't think it was corny. The other guy definitely, absolutely thought it was corny. Because, like, that's not what it was for. And I've seen people do it and then not do the dance. And I'm like, well, shit. I'm not doing it because I don't trust my knees to be able to do, like, I don't trust my knees, my hips, or my ass to do any of that shit. Also, full face of makeup? Stop. But, like, I've seen people do, like, just their face. And then, like, I saw one girl, somebody tagged, like, not tagged me, but I saw a thread of, like, all plus-size women. And one of the girls, like, instead of dropping down to the floor, like, she was twerking on her bed or something like that. Still very impressive. But I just feel like, you know, there's choreography. Let's go with it. And you know what really pissed me off? So I might be one of, like, you know, it's me, Erica Banks, her label, whoever the producer was, and the girls who danced in the video might be the only people that have actually heard that whole song from beginning to end. Because I went to go look. And when I pulled up the video, they're not doing the dance from the challenge in the video. So I don't even know who decided that it was a bounce, 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 sway, sway, bounce, bounce. I don't know if that's an official thing, but I just really feel like being that I don't trust that I can do that, I'm just going to keep myself out and continue to enjoy the videos like the rest of y'all. And I think it's dope that women can see something like that and be like, yo, like, all these bitches is bad and all of this is wonderful. Keep them coming. Because I don't know that men would be able to show each other appreciation like that.
So this reminds me of the other challenge with the makeup. And I think it's cool because I know we're going to get, like, because I already start seeing, like, the mashup compilations. And I was here for the African women in traditional garb.
Yes.
So, you know, it's funny because me and Sam been sitting here watching it. You know, it's like, I'm not going to watch those busted challenges. The next thing you know, you're watching 10 in a row. It's fun. You know, it's fun.
It is fun. Hold on one second, because I'm trying to coordinate something for my peoples.
So the song was produced by Sergeant J, and Erica Banks is an artist out of Dallas.
Yeah,
Dallas is Dallas. They get an anthem every now and then. You know, they definitely. Well, let me tell you
something. No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that was it. They get them off.
Yo, but on the low, Texas has a cachet of dope ass female artists.
They do.
It's Erica. There's this girl named Anaya. It's Meg. It's Lizzo. It's Normani. It's there's so many of them.
Another girl, Asian Doll.
Asian Doll. There's another girl.
Cash Doll.
No, there's another girl that I used to follow.
Oh, Cash Page. My bad. Cash Page. Yeah, I forgot my kid. I seen Cash Page.
like they're out there. So it's very exciting to see. Y'all know I'm a fan of female rappers. I'm gonna bring back my you know what, my birthday's on a Wednesday, so I'm gonna bring back my Bofum playlist on my birthday on the 27th, 2 weeks from now. So look for that. All right, we have a short show. It's been a long fucking week. It's still wild to me that your man's homies ran up on his coworkers at work, and there's proof. And your man still got a job, but he does still have a job. He has been impeached for a second time. However, they're not expecting for Congress to, or for Senate to be able to go ahead and go through the whole proceedings to officially kick him out. And the Republicans were like, look, 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 the 25th Amendment is reserved for a president that does not have the ability to govern. And so we can't pervert that by making it a punitive thing. So we're not going to invoke the 25th Amendment.
No. That man never had the ability to govern. People have died in real time. Like, this guy has more blood on his hands than any president in history. So, you know, it's political. Let's every week and every day, let's be clear, Republicans are afraid of the base of racists who ran up on the Capitol who are also Trump voters. They are sympathetic because they have to be, whether they're scared of them physically running up on them like they did at Lindsey Graham in the airport, or if they're just scared of losing votes. It has nothing to do with principles, or they're just, the party's been hijacked. We said that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you've actually seen it play out. Trump's the worst president ever. It's ever. Not even close. He was impeached twice, and he will be officially removed once the Democrats take over. He's just not going to be removed, you know, on Mitch's watch. And that's cool. That's cool. Just get him out of here.
He's off of all the social media platforms.
Yeah.
Yo,
Google, okay? YouTube still no. YouTube said no uploads, bro. No uploads. No.
No, but the wildest take that I saw, the most American thing that I saw last week was the number of people that are like, wait a minute. If they censor him, they could do it to anybody. No, because everybody is not on this fucking internet inciting riots and telling people to do violent, wild shit. No. Also, this has nothing to do with the government. This has nothing to do with your First Amendment right. It has everything to do with Twitter making you check off a little box, and they do it every couple of years and be like, hey, sis, we've upgraded our terms of services. Go ahead and read it and let us know that you read it. And we all click off the box. None of us read it. I don't know what none of my social media platform terms of services say. I don't know what my T-Mobile contracts say. I barely know what my Comcast contracts say. Like, none of us really read the fine print, but this has nothing to do with your First Amendment right. And even if it had to do with your First Amendment right, the same way that you can't go into a crowded theater and yell fire is the same way that you have a responsibility not to say wild, reckless shit in a public forum. And if you're saying they could do it to you, then what the fuck, what are y'all doing on your social media platforms? Like, what are you planning on saying to people? Shout out to Carrie Hilson, though.
My homeboy just raised the bar for the fuck shit that you could say. And now he's being brought back down to earth. Like, we always knew it wasn't okay.
Yeah.
We always knew that what he was doing, the rhetoric, you know, since Charlottesville, the very fine people, I can shoot somebody dead in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Like, we all knew that it was coming to a pause.
The interesting thing has been to watch the Republican Party basically almost like realizing, like, it's almost like, you know, somebody who has a badass kid and everybody tells them their kid is bad and they have all the excuses in the world that he's just, you know, he's just energetic. He's just a different kid, whatever, whatever. And it's all fun and games until your house is on fire and your kid set the house on fire intentionally. And that's what we've been watching the Republican Party do for the last week. It's like, oh my God, this is crazy. We don't know how it got here. This is not like us at all. What? We literally been watching this shit happen since this man was campaigning in 20, what year was that? 14, 16, 16 or 15. We've been watching this happen in real time. And then now your man's is like dropping mea culpas, and he released some video that was supposed to be an apology, but then he's still in that video talking about how much, you know, they controlled the border during his presidency, because that was the biggest threat. Clearly, immigrants, not them crazy ass white people that stormed the Capitol on Wednesday. Immigrants are still the threat.
Apparently, right.
Meanwhile, as we continue to enjoy the theater that is white people turning on white people, apparently Trump is refusing to pay Rudy Giuliani's legal fees. Like, they've fallen out. And after Rudy just flew around the country caping for him and trying to get elections overturned, they are trying to not pay him his legal fees and they are trying to not reimburse him for his travel. And I think it's just the funniest shit in the world. Fuck ass, Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, I mean, you're useless now. He's got OG side of you, so, you know, he don't need you anymore.
Hilarious. Anyway, on to life. Corona is still coroning. Grady Hospital just released a statement about how close they are to capacity. Hold on, I'm about to see what it was. And let me see. The head of Georgia's largest hospital, Grady Memorial in Atlanta, says his faculty is full and close to making tough choices on providing care. This was yesterday, according to 11 Alive. I believe that there is going to be another lockdown. I think it's inevitable. I think everybody else is doing it, including China. And so, you know, the new administration comes in next Wednesday by February. I feel like y'all should really be prepared to be in the house like February. But it's so crazy that we're right back to where we were at last year, right? Like, except, we went into lockdown in March.
Except we have a vaccine.
A vaccine.
Here's what I think.
We have a more competent, well, hopefully a more competent administration. Actually, not hopefully. There's no way to not be more competent.
Yeah, by default.
By default. Like,
I think what's going to happen is the vaccine is going to be readily available. Like corner store. Like, go down to your local Walgreens and get it.
It does seem like they're making it, like they're making access to it more expedited.
I mean, because nobody knows why. Well, yes, we do. But nobody knows why, let's pretend. Nobody knows why Trump and his people decided to slow down giving out the vaccine. Here, guys, we're just going to give it out. Here, just 5 million of those.
But call it Operation, what was it called? ASAP.
Warp speed.
They could let Tip be in charge and let him call it Operation ASAP. Deliver the vaccine to the tune of a bop. Shouts to DJ Toom. So, in any case, we are literally right where we were a year ago. Well, coming up on a year of all of this coronavirus shit. Like, I've been paying attention to it for a year now because, you know, around this time last year, that was the two things that I was really kind of hearing a lot of on the news. Oh, Mikey just pointed out we didn't do an intro. Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of the Chopping Block podcast.
Y'all see this cool box around us? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all around us. But I mean, some people are listening.
Good morning.
But they also had to click on and know what it was. Y'all knew what this was when you got here.
You knew what it was when you got here.
So anyway, like the two things that I was hearing about last year around this time was the earthquakes in Puerto Rico and this crazy virus in China. So it's been in my consciousness for a year. We're starting to think about ways forward, ways through, ways out, ways past this thing. And, you know, in the way that's most relevant to us, I think, well, maybe not to you because you have kids. And so that matters more than this shit. But Anthony Fauci says that he believes that we will be back to live performances by the fall. They did a virtual conference call on Saturday with people in the performing arts world, according to the New York Times. And he said that it would require for music venues and theaters to be able to reopen, that it would require American authorities vaccinating somewhere between 70 to 85% of the population, which would bring us to herd immunity. And he said, if everything goes right, this will occur sometime in the fall of 2021, so that by the time we get to the early to mid-fall, you can have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. I think you can then start getting back to almost full capacity of seating. We'll be back in theaters. Performers will be performing. Audiences will be enjoying it. It will happen. Now, of course, everybody who canceled their tours last year postponed their tours for summer 2021. And I don't know why this is saying my speakers aren't ready, aren't working. So obviously that's not happening. All them people that thought they were, you know, South by Southwest is virtual this year. All the people who had postponed their tours for this year, that shit is pretty much a wrap, or for the summer anyway.
You're really gonna miss two South Bys.
Two South Bys, bro. How do you miss two South Bys after almost a decade of fucking South Bys? It's so wild. Well, maybe not a decade. I think for me, it's been, let me see, last year would have been the fifth year for me. I started going either in 2015 or 2014. But still, like, it's just such a regular part of my life. Like, my family be knowing, like, don't look for me second week of March because I'm not even in town. But, you know, they are doing it virtually. I got an alert on LinkedIn yesterday showing me how many people that I know who are participating virtually. I haven't really looked into it, but I might. But it's just not going to be the same.
A3C must have heard, because they're looking for A&Rs.
You said who? A3C. Yo, do we even, shall we give the fuckery that's happening on Clubhouse 2 minutes? We're going to give it 2 minutes?
Sure, why not? Everybody else is. Everybody else is.
Okay, so let me ask you, as somebody who has been on there clearly much longer than I have, because one, like, my party hat just came off, and B, I only be on that bitch like one day out the week anyway. Like, do you feel like it's possible to rein back all the craziness that's happening now? Because now it's an issue. Like, yesterday was a whole conversation on Clubhouse about bullying. And it was multiple rooms started about one situation that happened between two people. But that's not the only place that bullying is happening, right? Like, I have a homegirl, Morgan. I don't know why I'm blanking on Morgan's last name. But she's been talking about just, like, the way that people have been verbally assaulting trans women on Clubhouse since she's been on here. Like, I'm talking about people will bring her up to a stage and then start just saying, like, rude, disrespectful shit, calling her Juana Man, like, just all kinds of dumb shit, right?
That's the crazy part. It's like, people bring you in, like, so I was in a room with Royce and Apathy and a bunch of other artists, and we had the white rapper discussion yesterday again, but a much more respectful one. We were really talking about culture. You know, Peter Paul was, you know, shout to a bunch of the folks who are in there, you know, but, okay, so... The bully thing, because I was listening while I was in Target. So it was I remember the guy's name. He was like a nature person or something.
Shaka Bars on Instagram.
Bars. Right. So Shaka Bars is going into these doctor rooms where doctors are talking about the vaccine. And they're getting into it. And apparently he was ousted from some stages. I can imagine why. And then somebody got reported, and then, you know, the doctor got kicked off the stage, and then they called the doctor into the room yesterday, and this,
he,
you know,
got kicked off the platform altogether.
And somehow, yes, he did. He got kicked off. He got reported. Somehow Tiffany Haddish was in there, and Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked, and it's, you know, all these celebrities are safe, Shaka Bars, and I'm just like, yo, this is the problem with celebrity in 2021. Why are y'all doing this? And why are y'all leading this? Why are we sitting here talking to... Watch Tiffany Haddish beefing with people on Clubhouse and Twitter at the same time, laughing, talking about something. I'm from the hood. Like, I don't know what Clubhouse has become, because you got the clout chase. The clout chase comes from all directions. It comes from people who already got the clout. it's weird. And it's a bunch of people, you know, pretending to be qualified about things like, cool, if Shaka Barnes feels however he does because the nature told him, or, you know, a dolphin swam up to him and said, hey, this is what's going on with viruses, and he decided that he wanted to come share that. If you go into a room with a bunch of cats who went to school for half their life to study these things, and they want to come on Clubhouse and give out information that they feel is relevant to the public, and you want to go in their room and cause confusion, you might get kicked off stage, bro. I'm just saying. Your mic's going out. Ty. So
I'm just talking.
There you go.
I just really don't understand why it's still so difficult for people to understand. One, if I go into a room and I don't like what's being said, I can leave. And two, I can make my own space and give out the information that I want to give out, and people could tap in if they want to tap
absolutely
in.
Absolutely.
Because I think I was following him. I think it was him that kept popping up. Like, it keeps tagging me. I follow somebody named The Black Historian. I think it's Shaka Barnes, but I'm not sure if it's him or if it's a different person, right? If you follow these people on Instagram, if you know these people from Instagram, that's what brought you to their pages on Clubhouse, you already know what to expect. I was just scrolling IG and I just saw Dallas Ben say some wild shit. Dallas is Dallas. Dallas is guaranteed wild shit once every 3 days, I'm sure. Probably more than that. I just don't be seeing it as often. Like, walk out of the room, walk out of the conversation, like, leave it alone. Y'all are beefing with people that you can't actually see. Like, that you're not actually obligated to interact with at all in any way, shape, or form.
This shit is weird. Because, like, this Shaka Barnes dude is just an internet celebrity. He's like, what's the guy's name? Brother Nature. You know what I'm saying?
He's a step above. But he's not too far from your boy with the school that's never going to materialize.
I mean, I don't know. Shout out to Brother Nature. I'd rather Brother Nature be hanging out with some geese and shit than this guy.
But I thought Brother Nature was a scammer.
And this guy isn't?
No, but I mean, like, an actual scammer that was actually, like,
leading
a cult and getting women to, like, give him all of their belongings, all their money.
And this guy isn't? Why is he half naked on his, you know, like, come on,
bro. Listen, it's a lot of shit I half pay attention to. So that's one side of Clubhouse. The other side of Clubhouse is the Cap Olympics, as you like to call it.
The Cap Olympics. Oh, my God. Yeah.
There was a room about DistroKid. And according to all of my learned music industry friends, and y'all know I'm old. I tell y'all I'm old all the time. I turned 41 on the 27th. I'm telling y'all this because I want y'all to fuck with your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make me have to remind y'all on the 27th that it's my birthday. But, like, I've been in the music business 20 years. So all of my friends, for the majority, my friends have been in the music business a little bit longer than me, or about as long as me, right? Like, most of the people that I rock with in this business are people that I've known from the very earliest stages of my career. Most of the people that I rock with in Atlanta are people that I've known from the time I moved here in 2004, whatever. It's people that I have yet to see talk about Clubhouse that I saw jump up to talk about this DistroKid thing and how it was a stage full of people who don't understand distribution for real, giving out information.
That shit gave me anxiety because, once again, it was a room that I wanted to avoid. You know, full disclaimer, I run a distribution company. So, technically, DistroKid is my competition. But DistroKid has been going for a while. They've serviced a lot of people. They've allowed a lot of people to put their music out. Here's my problem with this whole thing. Once again, pull a white man into a room and start yelling at him. That's number one. That's what Clubhouse has become. It's become pull a white man into a stage, or pull a trans woman on stage, or pull a doctor on stage, or, you know, whatever.
Pull anybody on stage and be abusive.
So you got this lady, Harlem, who's apparently a cult leader, teaching a bunch of old niggas, and I mean old, 50, 60-year-olds, who putting out mixtapes about ISRC codes and things. Now, ISRC code. Is Oh my god.
That's basically like the INDB number equivalent,
It's like your Dewey Decimal number. It's the international recording.
Yeah, it's basically like the equivalent of that. I think it's, I forget what it is, but I know
it's the international standard recording code. So basically, when you create a recording, right? A recording, the sound recording itself, you get an ISRC code. From your distributor most times, right? So if you distribute it through the Orchard or, you know, whoever distributed it will give you this, they give you this IRC code. Mm-hmm. And it has basically designations. The first two numbers is your country, and then it's like codes from there. But the point is you can buy ISRC codes. So they're like $90 for like, I believe 1,000 or something like that. But you don't have to. And if you're using DistroKid, why would you? Why would you use a distributor that costs you $20 a year and then go spend hundreds of dollars on something that you don't need to pay for because they give it to you? So basically, they thought that if the distributor gave you this code, that somehow the distributor could actually own your music. And if somebody needed to call you for, say, a licensing opportunity or a record deal, they would call DistroKid first.
Right.
So they accused Phil of hoarding these calls and negotiating contracts on behalf of other people and taking their money. And we're just like, what are y'all talking about? What is, like, where, what in the, see, this is why y'all old niggas shouldn't have got the internet, right? After a certain age, they should have just said, no, you don't qualify for the internet.
Says we're not young.
No, no, no. But we came with the internet.
Okay.
So
I mean, I'm just saying, like, we've been on the internet for 2 decades. We were worried about the internet crashing on us because we didn't know how computers were going to handle 1999 turning to 2000.
But Miss Harlem and her, I don't know where they was. Maybe they was out in the street, but they wasn't on the internet. Remember the internet was for nerds?
Yeah. No. I work with somebody that's told me now. He said, look, it's been too long now. It's a lost cause. Like, I've given up on the idea that I'll ever be good with technical shit. That's why I have you.
But this lady, I guess she takes, like, first of all, her information was terrible. And I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. But she's sitting here yelling at this man like he's a conspiracy theorist. And every time somebody would come in and bring proper information, she would curse them out. Or try to reset the room so that she could get her low point off, right?
Mm.
Phil actually won. Like, and I mean by his patience, by sitting there answering all their questions, like, he came out looking like roses. DistroKid, their stock went up because he navigated that shit like a pro.
Good for him.
And that was dope to see. And then he was able to go into other rooms and give information. And those of us who knew ISRC codes are really, and how they work, were able to give out proper information. So that was cool.
So it's two things, right? One, y'all know I'm bougie. I don't believe all things need to be democratized. I don't believe everybody needs access to everything. And we're seeing an exercise in why that is happening in real time on Clubhouse. I want to reiterate that, like, when I tell you I'm on here like once a week, like, I really do pop in once a week, maybe twice a week or whatever, mostly just because, like, I work, and during work I'm listening to phone calls, so I can't listen to phone calls and listen to what's happening on Clubhouse at the same time. If it was like a straight data entry job where I was just, you know, whatever, or, you know, like, I just don't have the time to accommodate it. Like, I've missed out on a couple really good conversations. There was a conversation about R&B with, like, Carl Thomas and RL and a bunch of other people that happened the other day, and I just couldn't tap in. But when I do go on there, I am very, very intentional about the shit that I'm in, right? Like, I'm either rocking with y'all with my friends,
what? My phone's listening to me because it just suggested a video that says how ISRC codes work.
I'm either in there, I'm in writing rooms, or I'm having conversations. I've been having a lot of really, really good conversations with other Haitian Xennials, Millennials, and Gen Z. about ways that we can affect change in Haiti. I've been able to connect, you know, on Tuesday. Tuesday was the anniversary of the earthquake that hit Haiti in 2010. And I had a really, really good conversation with four creatives who are based in Haiti about the ways that Haiti has not changed in the last 11 years. And that led to, you know, because a lot of us have had similar conversations, it led to the idea of like, okay, well, now it's time for us to start maybe using that space as a think tank space. And so having, you know, like maybe closed conversations with certain groups of people about like solutions-minded conversations, right? I've seen a lot of industry rooms that seemed like they were very, very on point. I've seen you guys, Bounce Gang, give out a lot of good information, you know, pull people in. I've seen, you know, like there's still a lot of good to be found on Clubhouse. Don't get it twisted. But
there's also a lot of clickbait. There's a lot of people, you know, who create conversations just to cause confusion. And, you know, I had this conversation yesterday, and, you know, I think some people want to look at it as if people have the space to vent and go off because of the historical context of, you know, the dynamic between men and women, dynamic between white people and the rest of POCs, like
the dynamic between Africans and African Americans,
the dynamic between African, you're right, the dynamic between Christians and like the dynamic between anything, ADOS and, you know,
everything like, and everything else.
And it's like, it's a place for discussion. It is a place where people can vent. You know, tensions do get high. Sometimes it's warranted. It happens. Sometimes people need to get shit out. But I don't want to see angry mobs running around Clubhouse starting rooms so they can, and then they ping people in and just berate them for 2 hours. Right. With no solutions, no like actual discourse. Like that shit's for the birds. But on the whole, Clubhouse, once again, find your space. I salute Clubhouse because they're coming up with new ways to allow you to get to what you want to get to.
Yes.
Content-wise, so I think they're going to continue to do that. And
they've made it to where now you can search topics of interest. They've made it to where you can follow topics of interest. You can find people based on that. So that you can, you know, curate your hallway, man. Yeah, you go into mine right now, what you're going to see is right now, because it's early in the morning, you're going to see meditation rooms, you're going to see co-work rooms, and of course you're going to see like some Atlanta music industry shit, but like there's options and it's a way to navigate it. But I did also want to kind of put that on the radar that, you know, I am aware of of an app that is coming forward that one is really aiming to be a platform for emerging artists of all genres, and two, that will have a conversation feature to it as well, but everybody won't be able to start those conversations. And those conversations will be led by people who have been vetted. And even to raise your hand and ask a question, when you raise your hand, it will actually ask you to type in your question so the moderators can figure out if they need to bring you up there. So that we don't have random people jumping on stage, yelling at DJ Red Alert, talking about something. This is supposed to be a hip hop room. Y'all niggas not rapping. What the fuck y'all niggas doing? That happened. Back to the COVIDness. So Fauci is saying fall. The World Health Organization is saying we're not going to see herd immunity until 2022, I believe is what they said. The Grammys still thought that they were going to happen on January 31st in person, and they have now postponed that till March. Because, you know, like the whole of the United States, Los Angeles is absolutely in a spiral right now and having another spike.
Oh, California is.
Yeah.
Terrible right now as far as cases. And crazy. If you're in California, stay safe.
There was a meme floating around that said, remember how careful you were in March? Do that again. That should be done. I don't know what the hell happened on October 5th, but there was a spike in Georgia of like, it went from 1,000 new cases to 20,000 new cases. Maybe that was a mistake. I don't know.
But it probably was when...
Oh, no, that was the total, maybe. I don't know. Hold on, I'm trying to look at California.
In the last... Like one in like 60 people has COVID. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, I saw somebody say one in five people in LA. Oh, yeah.
It's gotten worse. I know it was 1 in 60 a couple weeks ago, so it's gotten worse. Hospitals are overrun statewide. It's pretty bad right now.
It is. What time is it in Los Angeles right now? Well, no, yesterday was the 13th.
Shout out to Darren.
41,000 new cases were reported in California yesterday.
Shout out to Darren for pointing out that Atlanta and Florida, Georgia and Florida are wide open.
And I don't understand it. The numbers aren't as bad in terms of like what's being reported. They're not as bad in Florida as they are in California. So like Florida reported, but then it's still like the madness of saying they're not as bad, but 15,000 new cases were reported. But that's not as bad.
Well, Florida is one of the worst states
with right now.
No, just period. Florida's traditionally been in the top five worst states. I think it's just cool to say Georgia. Like people just like to say Atlanta.
People love to say Atlanta.
People love to say Atlanta. Y'all got the cure out there. Y'all got the cure out there. Well, clearly we must.
Now, Gwinnett County has officially passed Fulton County with the number of cases.
I think it always was. I think Gwinnett was always ahead of Fulton.
But Fulton has officially, you know, the most deaths. It's just wild, y'all. Like,
that damn Grady.
Huh?
That damn Grady.
Meanwhile, Versus One canceled the or rescheduled Keyshia Cole and Ashanti again. It was supposed to happen, next Thursday. It will happen next Thursday. Yes. It was supposed to happen last week, but obviously last week was a whole like shit show in America. But they have rescheduled it for January 21st, and they also announced. They called it the new and final date, which is funny.
The new and final date.
Like, look, we're not pushing this shit back no more. But they've also announced that they're no longer going to be doing the two artists in the same room. They said that as much as, you know, like they've enjoyed being able to have everybody in the same space, that due to the rising numbers in COVID again, that they feel like, you know, it's better to go back to the previous model that they had, which is people in separate locations.
All righty.
Yeah, I know how I felt about that. So that's coming up.
We're going back to Babyface and Teddy Riley sound.
I mean, I hope not. I really, really hope not. So we have that coming up, Ashanti and Keyshia Cole, which I still just don't see the appeal, but that's me. And then we have not the appeal of the two artists.
I was about to say, I see the appeal. I don't see the music.
I don't see the music. Thank you. That's what I meant. Like I'm the right age group to have really loved Ashanti. And I think I've shared with y'all before that based on Keyshia Cole's first single, which was I Changed My Mind, produced by Kanye West, I felt like they were trying to sell me like a new and improved Khalees, and that's not what we got from Keyshia Cole. But if you think about that song and if you think about the video and she came out with like the multicolor hair and it was very I Hate You So Much Right Now type of vibes, that's what I thought we were going to get. That's not what we got. And I've never gotten over that disappointment. But I just don't know what 20 songs either of them is going to play.
Double A keeps saying that Keyshia Cole's going to win 11-9. I'm like, what's she going to win? The outfit?
What's she going to play?
What's she going to win? The outfit round? She going to win the hair round? Or she ain't going to win the song round?
I could think of like four Keyshia Cole songs off the top of my head.
We all can think of four Keyshia Cole songs.
You can't think of more than that? Well, Double A apparently knows 11 Keyshia Cole songs that are better than Ashanti songs at that.
No, he doesn't. He's just being that guy.
I will say this though, like I've listened to Ashanti albums. I ain't never listened to no Keyshia Cole album, yo. Like I ain't even gonna front.
I didn't even know Keyshia Cole had albums. I just heard random songs.
Don't do that. She has multiple albums. And then we're going to get 8-Ball and MJG versus UGK, but really versus Bun B. Because obviously Pimp C can't be here. I would love to talk to Shannara about how she feels about that. I will talk to Shannara about how she feels about that.
How would she feel about it?
I'm not going to say this on a public forum because I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Okay. I mean, you know, I could imagine. But
it's not.
I'm not going to speak from a place of. I'm just going to speak from a fan place. You know, people's careers have come and they go, and we celebrate them. I don't know. You know, it depends. I mean, the music is what it is, and I think people want to celebrate the music of
absolutely
those two groups.
Absolutely, absolutely. But okay, so Bun B confirmed it, but I don't see a date.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not official.
So it's not written in stone. So probably gonna happen, but just not written in stone.
It's not right.
Saw another terrible matchup floating around. Music Soul Child and Anthony Hamilton.
Right, and that had a date on it, and I was like, ooh, for what?
Once again, what is Anthony Hamilton gonna play after Charlene?
Damn, no, he has more than Charlene.
I'm sure he does, but not much more.
No, definitely not 20 songs.
So anyway, why is Azealia Banks boiling dead cats?
Apparently it was part of a routine. She wasn't planning on eating it. She was just trying to loosen the bones to use the bones and whatever shit she was going to do. The question is not why is she boiling a cat? Why is she doing it on live? That's really the question.
The question is, why do we still give a shit about what Azealia Banks does in 2021?
The question is, why do we watch people's... actually, I can't even call it mental illness, honestly. Like, I can't... Like, I don't think that that's, you know, fair or right to put on people when I don't know their situations.
She's mad intentional about the
yeah, she's Howard Stern in the 90s level of, like, let me just do some shit to shock y'all. It's pretty fucking annoying. I just realized I never ordered my groceries, guys. I was very
excited. I am going to make a video of me digging up my dead cat.
Right.
And boiling it.
Digging up my dead cat and boiling it so that I can loosen the bones.
Where the fuck is Peter when you need them?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Peter, I'm calling Peter. I'm calling the police.
I mean, I'm sure they've been called.
I'm calling the pet police.
Multiple times on her. You just threw me completely off. Okay, so yeah, Versus is going back indoors. Grammy's been postponed to March. You about to start seeing another round of announcements of people, because if you really, really think about it, back in March and April of last year, everybody was pushing their shit to top or middle of this year, and we're just not there yet. I did want to say one thing, though. Just because, you know, the way that things are presented in media sometimes can be confusing. The fact that there are new strains of the coronavirus is absolutely normal. That's what viruses like that do. That's why they tell you when you get the flu shot that, like, the flu shot, it's really, like, it's going to protect you against most strains, but there might still be one or two strains out there that you're not protected against. You might still catch the flu. That's what viruses do, y'all. So
yeah, viruses
scare you.
They're not dumb. They're smart.
They're smart, and the human body is smart, right? Correct. So it's like the virus comes up, the body's like, okay, boom, I'm gonna do this, right? And then the viruses are like, oh shit, well, this isn't working on this person, so let me switch this up. That's why they were also able to say that even with this virus, I mean, vaccine that was developed before some of the new strands came out, that the mutations are not big enough. And I'm not a doctor, y'all. I'm repeating things that I've heard doctors say.
Let's go, Shaka.
Reputable spaces. And things that I've, conversations I've had with my sister, who is a doctor, who is not my twin, contrary to what the internet would like to believe. But they said that the mutations are not drastic enough to render the vaccine ineffective. So the vaccine they have now, the vaccines, plural, that they have now, should still work on these new strains.
You want to start a clubhouse room about it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Not at all. Not even remotely. Let's talk about music real quick before we head up out of here.
Hold on.
No? First of all,
yes, no, we are. Did you check the Genius Calendar? Have you seen it?
Oh, wait. What am I missing?
If you check the Genius artist, the album calendar, go look at 1/8 and tell me what you see.
First of all, why did I type April in here? Like, I just want to skip through to the second quarter. Like, this is not turning out like how we thought it would. The first week of January 2021.
Mm-hmm. Looking 1-8.
Let's see.
Did you find it?
Barry Gibb, David Bowie.
Keep going. All the way down. Like almost
Viagra Boys?
Oh, no. Go
ahead. Beats and Lawless Production. After Dark.
We on the Genius Calendar. So, yeah, you know, shout out to my Genius Connect. All of our releases, well, not all of them, but our releases will now be featured on the Genius album and singles calendars. So
Congrats, you guys. I gotta go back and listen to that then.
But let's talk about the music.
Let's talk about the goddess Jasmine motherfucking Sullivan, dog.
Yeah, she came through swinging her her hips and just killing them with the hotels.
Everything about that project was fucking amazing.
Top to bottom.
except for the part where she said, if the dick is good enough that we paying bills, we're not doing that.
Hey, listen. I like the well-roundedness because she taking cash apps, but she also paying bills. You know what I'm saying? So
I started to send that song to somebody and I was like, ooh, let me not give that any ideas. No, sir. Nah. It's not what we doing. It is a, like, I wish that this was the Jasmine Sullivan we had always gotten. But also, as a woman of a certain age, I understand that Jasmine didn't necessarily have it to give until now. As a woman of a certain age, a woman in my 40s. Jasmine Sullivan is 7 years younger than me. So she's about to turn 34. She's 33 now. That level of like, hey man, this is kind of where I'm at in my life and you can take it or leave it, that hits you about 30.
I mean, I like the evolution. I think when you go back, you look at her discography, you'll see the evolution of a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
Living in a world, a judgmental world, you know, finding her way, dealing with love, dealing with loss at different stages.
Yes.
And coming to the realization that I'm here for the fuck shit.
And also dealing with an industry that believes itself to be omniscient, that believes itself to know everything that there is to know about the industry. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like where they really will sit there and try to convince you that something will or will not work because they've seen it work or not work with other people. The same industry that for years, my nigga, I remember vividly sitting in a room with a bunch of guys telling me that female rappers are not marketable. This was when Shauna was out. Female rappers are not marketable. They're too expensive. It takes too much to make it work. Da, 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 da. Now look at us in 2021. Look at the year that women rappers had in 2020. You have every option available to you from the chicks in Detroit that are murdering everybody and selling all the drugs to the City Girls to Rhapsody. To Lyric Jones fucking killing it as an independent artist. Like, you have a variety of women artists that are attaining success in the same way that their male counterparts are. And what I mean by male counterparts is, you know, we can't compare Lyric to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what her matchup is, right? But we can compare Nicki to Drake. Nicki and Drake have had a neck and neck career kind of run for their entire career, minus the scandals or whatever. But people used to swear up and down that it was not possible to have a successful female rapper. Men don't want to listen to that.
That's pretty much all we have now. like women are, since I'd say definitely about 2018, have taken over.
So Jasmine Sullivan, when she dropped her last project, was 28. Her last project came out in 2015. Reality Show was an amazing album. I don't know if she was necessarily ready to be out there and promote that project the way that she needed to. But Jasmine Sullivan was on the Jimmy Kimmel show yesterday or Tuesday. And when I saw that, that made me really, really excited for her. The project is fucking dope. The use of the interludes and skits in between, which are, you know, like all clips of things that have already gone viral on the internet. So some of them are things that we're familiar with. Others are not. Her and Ari Lennox on it, I enjoyed very much. I don't really think there's anything on this album that I didn't want or didn't enjoy.
I gotta shout out my homies. Gotta shout out Cardiac. Gotta shout out my brother.
That damn Cardiac.
Yeah, he's having a run. Gotta shout out my brother Dilemma, who's been with Jasmine working for a couple years now. Gotta shout out my man Wu-Tang on that track with Cardi and Ari Lennox. Key Wayne. I feel like, and also gotta shout out Nova Wave, who are amazing, amazing singer-songwriter producers. And they've been killing it on the low for the past 5 years. This sonically is what it needed to be.
Yes.
And I think it's the completion of dope content, great features, and just great compositions. Just things that made her want to go in and do her thing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the creators who were involved in the process of this EP. Because please, y'all don't get me cursed out by Jasmine, because she said this is an EP.
Oh, my bad.
This is not an album.
14 songs on it, sis.
She said everybody calling it an album and giving her anxiety and high blood pressure.
Okay, don't worry about them, girl.
She said she's going to get back to the white people, and getting away with it. So, shout out to Jasmine, Hotels.
Y'all my bad. Listen to it. I enjoyed it very, very, very much. Very much. But it's really the only thing I listened to this week. It was the only thing that kind of dropped.
I mean, it was really the only thing. You know, you got a David Bowie 2-pack. But other than that, it really wasn't much. I am going to try to go back and check that Griselda, project. But that's about it. You want to talk about upcoming stuff?
Yeah, so Division is dropping something called Amusing Her Feelings. Now, their last project was called A Muse and Her Feelings. So I don't know if this is the deluxe version of A Muse and Her Feelings, or if this is a whole new project. But I'm going to look that up real quick. So you can, do you have the list up so you can run through the rest of it?
Once again, it's not a lot. We're starting out pretty light.
yeah, for the whole year.
Yeah.
Zayn Malik is the only other one that I see on there that I'm excited about.
Okay, got a track with Sid. I like it.
Okay, so I'm looking at A Muse and Her Feelings to see if
it's the same thing. It's the
same list of songs.
It's a 20 tracker too, so that's a lot. But I feel like
Amusing Her Feelings was 16. Yeah, it's basically
the deluxe version. The
deluxe version.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember a lot of these records.
Mm-hmm. Still here for it though, and I would love to see for them to do some really really cool shit. Like, who was it that did like the dance versions of her album last year?
That was, what is the child's name? She did the Madonna versions. Mm-hmm. I cannot think of her name. It'll come to me.
And then, you know, I've been hearing a lot of noise about One Night in Miami ever since last year when it was on the festival circuit, which is a film. It's Regina King's directorial debut. It's coming to Amazon Prime, I think, this weekend, possibly. Don't quote me on that. And so the soundtrack for that is dropping on Friday. And because it is a project based on, it's a fictional night in which Malcolm X, is it Malcolm X? No, I'm lying. It's Muhammad Ali, Dr. King, and one other person who's like a well-known name from that era, I think an author, all are together for One Night in Miami. So the music is, you know, reminiscent of that. Leslie Odom Jr., Terrence Blanchard are the majority of the songs are by them.
Also, I believe that was Charlie XCX.
Last year with the remixes?
She did all remix album, the Blessed Madonna remixes or something like that.
So yeah, so January is still looking really, really light. We don't know what's going to happen in terms of like surprise drops because people still love to do surprise drops. The internet was very excited yesterday about Benny the Butcher's upcoming project with Harry Fraud.
The Butcher Nickel.
That was the only album that I've seen people talking about by accident. But I mean, like, you guys, Like, January so far has been a little heavy. So
we get our first Marvel series.
This one, WandaVision?
WandaVision starts.
Very excited about WandaVision.
Comes out at 3 a.m. And
today?
Yes. And we have missed a year of content from Marvel. We had Endgame and we haven't had anything since.
Right.
So
I'm excited that they're turning back up. Me and Kiko are excited that they're turning back up.
They're turning all the way back up.
Petco is all out of Marvel toys. We had to take a trip for me to go get some more Petco, some more Marvel and DC toys.
Well, we got
Thor's hammer in 24 hours.
She destroyed Thor's hammer in 24 hours. Oh, Kiko.
Kiko's a fucking nut, yo. And then, like, she'll tear a toy open and, like, we'll be digging whatever she's digging out of the toy. And I'll look at her and she'll look up at me and be like,
this is what it's for.
What? That's not what you bought it for? But I don't feel bad because I got all these toys on sale. So here's a hack for the pet parents out there. I can't believe that phrase just came out of my mouth, but it is what it is. If you shop at Petco, Petco's sale prices online are typically cheaper than what the sale prices are in the store. Like, it's usually the same shit on sale, but it's cheaper online than it is in the store, and the store will honor the online price, even if you didn't buy it online for a pickup in store. They'll match that. So I paid $2 for Thor's hammer. For it to get destroyed in 48 hours, I'm not even mad.
Shout out to our producer, Mikey. We got 2 minutes left.
We have 1 minute. We have 0 minutes left.
Any last words? I got some last words.
Not really. I don't really have anything. Actually, no, I do have something. I'm looking for Atlanta artists. I've been kind of bullshitting about a project in my head for a while. And I was supposed to put out a full, like an official call out for Atlanta artists. And I didn't get that email out, but I still want to kind of do something on Monday. So I'm looking for Atlanta artists, any genre, who have released music in the last, let's say, 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks.
I heard her.
So yeah. If that's not you and you know somebody, I'm going to make sure, or, you know, one of us to drop that in the room in the studio lobby in our house or whatever. But if y'all know, if y'all work with any artists that are based in or from Atlanta who have released music in the last 4 to 6 weeks, obviously my leanings are towards urban, but I don't want to keep it to that. I really want to just kind of celebrate Atlanta artists in general. So get me.
All right, y'all. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole passing days in Mississippi. You feel me? This has been season 2, second episode of the Chop Block Podcast. She is Saint Boogie on everything.
And he is at Scissor215 on all of the things as well. The podcast is The Chop Block Pod on Twitter, at Chop Block Pod on Instagram. Wash your hands, cover your face, keep away from niggas that you don't know how they move. We'll see you next week, y'all.
Bust it. Bust it.
I might do it. I'm not going to do it.